Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on DeJesu. Whitfield moves to second. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to third. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rader to Trillo covering second. The throw back to home, and Whitfield is out at the plate. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu bunts towards the mound. Barr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeJesu moves to third. White moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner bunts towards the mound. Barr picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Barr. DeJesu scores. White moves to third. Buckner moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Buckner scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Biedner moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Biedner moves to third. Trillo moves to second. John Curtis now pitching. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Andrews. Biedner scores. Trillo moves to third. Scott moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herndon for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Lamp covering. Safe. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMaster moves to second. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Greg Gross pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Sadek and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sadek fumbles the ball. That's an error on Sadek. Gross scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark throws the ball into LeMaster who tags Biedner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mercer scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dwyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Greg Gross now playing left field. Larry Biedner now playing first base. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on DeJesus. Clark moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Cruz moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster bunts in front of the plate. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sadek takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Williams pinch runs for Mike Sadek. John Tamargo pinch hits for John Curtis. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Tamargo moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. Tamargo moves to third. Andrews moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Donnie Moore now pitching. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tamargo scores. Andrews scores. Clark moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. John Tamargo now catching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mercer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tamargo hits a line drive towards short. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield bunts towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon throws the ball into Andrews, who tags Kelleher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roger Metzger now playing shortstop. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Mercer hits a line drive towards first. Dwyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Biotner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Sutter now pitching. John Tomargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomargo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tomargo hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott is hit by the pitch. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt spins and fires to second, and Scott is picked off. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cruz hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.